Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time, if I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list. It was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sisters, and welcome to another episode of Fueled by Faith with your host, Em. I'm so excited for today because we have a guest on this episode that you guys, we just met not very long ago, and Faith is here today in the house, and you guys will get to hear from her. I love to share how we met because I feel like it just shows how God moves. And we randomly met on Instagram. I don't even know where it came from. I just remember getting a DM from Faith and being like, let's connect. And it was just an instant like, yes. And we've been in communication ever since probably that day. And God's really just showed us the path. So Faith, welcome to the podcast. I'm so happy that you're here.
Well, thank you. And I just wanted to say, wow, like, go God. Go yes. God. That he would do this and bring us together, even though we're two and a half hours apart, approximately. Yes. That's the power of social media, right?
Yes.
But I might have never run into you in real life, but seeing nice. You and what God's doing through you, I was like, I got to know this girl. It seems super cool. So I'm glad for your friendship, really.
Yes, same. And I love that you pointed out because Faith is in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm in Wilmington. So while we're close in proximity, God knew that He needed to connect us and where we were both at. Yes. And that was in the online space. And Faith immediately reached out and was like, hey, I want to come to what you're doing. I want to be a part. And then I love that we're very similar in what we're doing and what we're called to do. In what He has put on both of our hearts, and that He's using us collaboratively together to expand His kingdom, where I am not, where I'm trying to build up in my ministry is where you are exceedingly in yours. And I think that that is so cool that He's like, all right, we're going to collaborate on this because, and you don't have to do it all. And Faith has something that you don't, and vice versa. And how can we expand the kingdom together? And I think that that's just a super cool collaboration that we're going to talk to you guys about later on in this episode. But Faith, I would love for you to share with our listeners more about who you are and what you do and what you have to offer.
Well, whenever I get asked this question, I always want to start with the one who created me because, and I say that in terms of I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for the work that He's done in my life and the clarity and vision that He has given me. That's nothing to do with myself or my strength. I don't know how much story you want me to go into, but basically I grew up in Missouri and then went to college in South Carolina where I played tennis and felt really called to move to Raleigh a couple years ago. And throughout, you know, my family still lives in Raleigh, or Missouri. So I'm 16 hours away from them in the process of becoming who I am, really just blossomed whenever I moved to Raleigh, especially. And I grew a lot in my faith in college, being a part of FCA and RUF. Though being a tennis player in college, my identity, I felt like, was in a constant struggle of, okay, I'm a child of God. My identity's in Him, yet I'm spending all of my time playing this sport where it seems as if I win, I get praise. Mm. And if I lose, then, you know, I'm not as important. And so really over that course of time, I got my degree in psychology and I really started diving into, it was a Christian college also. So the values were implemented into the classroom and I got to learn what it looked like to really renew your mind and really be with God in the midst of personal growth and how the brain works. And I got really fascinated by that and was going to be a Christian counselor, and then found out about the coaching space. And I felt called to start a coaching business actually my junior year of college. And I was like, Lord, I don't even have my degree. Like I'm 21 at the time. And I was like, what? I can't do this. No. So I created my LLC, but sat on it for an entire year and didn't do anything because I was like, God, I have to graduate first. Mm. You obviously, like, you don't have, I mean, maybe, but like, this isn't the right time. And I look back on that and think, man, I could have impacted so many women that year if I just would have given God my yes at that time. And I know that He was working even in that year and draw me closer to Him. And so when I gave God my yes, the day after I graduated, it was like a sense of, okay, I'm going to trust You, even though I don't know what this looks like. And from that point on, getting certified and growing, I have been working at Dale Carnegie Training the past 2 years, which, if anyone knows, that's a personal and professional development organization where I've grown a lot in being able to speak in front of others. I had a huge fear of that in college and to the point where it was like gripping. And the Lord has really pruned me and grown me in these areas that I feel like now He's calling me to utilize. So I am now getting into speaking and using my voice more than I ever have, as well as building a community through my coaching business, which we'll touch on in a little bit. But that's just a glimpse. Thanks, Em, for giving me those few minutes to really just share my story and where I am today in terms of all that.
Yeah, I love the transformation, right? Of like, it started in one place, but it took years for you to realize, develop, go through, recognize, and then say yes, right? And then be like, oh, wait, here you go, God. This is a beautiful point to go into our next question of when you gave that yes, moving into where God's calling you after giving that yes of this, okay, toe in the water, we're going to try it out, kind of faith, to when God says, I want all of you, that's full body in the submersion of the water. I will take it all, the good, bad, and the ugly, right? That we forget when we say yes, we're saying yes to all of it. Yep. And then how did you go from, okay, here's my yes, to, okay, I am a daughter of the King. And His promise to me was this coaching business, and I established that. So from your yes to the establishing of who He's called you to be.
It's funny because whenever I share this, it's like people wonder how I specifically wanted to be a Christian coach. They're like, you know, why didn't you just be a secular life coach and serve anyone? Yeah. And it was never even a question in my mind. So I just knew that I, as a coach, would deliver the best coaching to my clients if it was from such an authentic place. And how could I not point people to Jesus, the ultimate life coach, right? And
yeah.
So that was a no-brainer for me. Whenever I said yes, it was a overwhelmingly clear like identity that I felt of like, this is who I'm created to be. I now feel like myself more than I ever have. Because whenever we say yes to what God is calling us to, we know that He has the best for us in mind, that it is for our good, it's not to harm us. And that whenever we're living in accordance to His will, we're blessed. And I firmly believe that whenever I gave God my yes, it was stepping into who He created me to be. And then learning along the way, how, like, what does this even look like to run a business? You know, I got my psychology degree, not a business degree. So I was like, well, what am I doing? So from, I looked back at some childhood boxes that I had, and I found this folder where I would run businesses whenever I was little. Like I had like a roller skating business in my basement. The neighborhood kids come and like pay $2 to roller skate. Or I would do cleaning for the neighbors. I would go around and say, I'm like a cleaner and organizer, you know, can I like go through your house and get paid bucks to do that? Just like different odds and ends. I did gymnastics also when I was little. So I did like gymnastics classes for my neighbors, and it was anything that was like entrepreneurial. But after age 8 or 10, I was so focused on tennis that entrepreneurial spirit, I think, kind of dwindled. And so it was really fascinating how everything's coming full circle. And when we look and see what were we really passionate about as children?
Yes.
And getting back to that creative side, it shows up in today, me being an entrepreneur and running this coaching business. So it's just, it's fascinating to see how the Lord works. And I've learned it along the way over the past couple years of doing this. I won't go into all that, but it was there's a lot of ups and downs. I think the one learning, I guess, that I would share from it though, with establishing a business, is to exercise patience. And I thought it would be quick to produce results. And I was like, well, God, you called me to this. Where's the people, you know? And so patience and asking the Lord to just give me patience has been critical for me.
Yeah, I think that's so good to point out that while He gives us our promises, that there's still work for us to do.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
It's so easy for us to see other people doing the do and compare and be like, oh, it comes so easy to them. But we do not see the what goes on behind the doors, right? Like we don't see everyone's life and what they're doing except what is shown, right? And that's even spiritual wise as well, of we don't know the work that's being done in the war room, in the quiet space, to see people exercising their relationship with the Lord. And that I feel like is so key for people to understand. This is coming to my head earlier of part of my story in creating my business, my first business, when I became an entrepreneur, I had so much faith, but not necessarily praise and glory given to the Lord when it was coming. Like prayers were being answered and things were just coming in so quickly. I didn't even recognize it, that God was moving and He was providing. And we have been in this place of stepping into ministry and actually His promises. And it's been more difficult than it was to thrive in the secular.
Wow.
But my I was just walking this morning. I was like, I've never been so sure of who I am. I've never been more proud of the woman that I am. I've never been more proud of my family and just content with what I have. And yeah, does other things secularly reflect what success? No, it doesn't. But does my life reflect the success of the Father living through me? Yeah. And I would rather have that than any abundance of other things, right? And so I just feel like that too, for people to recognize, like, there's still work for you to do. There's still work for us to do. And I love how you just explained that. And that can just segue into this process of from giving your yes to establishing who he's called you to be. What are some things you've worked through or some tangible things that you can give our listeners for if they're going through something similar, if they're going through a process of, okay, I gave my yes, now what? Right? So what are some things that you have just gone through?
I definitely don't have all the answers, but from my experience, I would really encourage listeners to have a learning spirit and for that to be the hallmark of your journey. Is as long as we're learning, we're not failing, and we're always becoming as we gain knowledge and as we seek to learn. And so if you aren't seeing a lot of fruit in your business, then how can we learn more so that we can gain that traction? Of course, with prayer. And there's also the practical side of, is your messaging correct? Is your target audience correct? Is your sales funnel correct? Is your personality being shown? Are people really knowing you to build that like and trust with you? There's just elements of business that are crucial in order to convert followers to clients and leads to paying customers. So having reading books is always great, free, you know, learning that way, videos online, getting into classes. If there are entrepreneurial classes available through different organizations or colleges near you, then that could also be something if you'd like to invest in. I will say that you are going to have to invest in your business. A lot of times I hear solopreneurs that I work with say, I'm not going to pay for a virtual assistant yet until I'm generating revenue, or I'm not going to invest in, like, for instance, I use a platform called Zoe, which has been transformational for the running of the back end of my business. Mm-hmm. And that has been, like, hands down the best thing that I've invested in for my business. I've used it for over a year now and will continue to. And so there's a way when we can invest in our business without hurting us. And there, like, it will pay off if we focus on investing in the right things.
Yes.
So that would be a couple of suggestions that I have, and you can start small. You could say, you know, I'm only going to invest, you know, $20 or $50 a month into my business by paying for Flowdesk, for instance. You know, I use that for my emails. So just start small. And then what I learned is that as I invested more and more in my business, I gained more confidence I gained more commitment. Commitment and confidence. It's like, well, if I'm investing in this, then I'm going to be committed to it. And then the results were produced. And then slowly but surely, the ball starts rolling and you gain more traction.
That's so good. I remember when I bought my first, like, coaching mastermind, I guess it was. And it's at that time, it was a big investment. And girl, you best believe I was reading every document. I was on every Zoom call and I was making sure every single person was there with me. I was sending messages. I was like, everybody gonna be on today? Cause we're invested. We're here.
Okay, that is such a good, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because having skin in the game is important though. We see the difference between when things are free versus things that cost a little bit, right? And with my faith in action groups that I've started, and we'll get into this whenever you'd like, Em, but there, it's a great thing to do, like whenever you're starting out, to build a free community. And then now in the point in my business, I'm creating layers to where it's like, okay, we're using that as a funnel piece. And 2 years ago when I started, if you would have said the word funnel, I would have been like, what is a funnel? Like, I have no idea what that is. And so learning these things is helpful to then generate like faith in action, being, you know, people see me on social media up here, then they funnel into faith in action, then they funnel into the second and third layers that I'm creating that are paid, and then into someone coaching, which is for a smaller group, obviously. So it's like, what does that look like for your business, and how are you creating that to give people the best experience?
Yeah, I think that's so great. And I love that you brought that up, because it doesn't necessarily, the investment does not have to necessarily be monetarily with your time as well. And, or even with your treasures, your talents that you have. And I was just thinking of that funnel system, of like applying it to a service, applying it to investing your time, of what that looks like, of you see opportunity at the top of the funnel of maybe you're going to church, or maybe you know, and you see, oh, they need help. And then you go through that process and you start to give your time into that, or you start to give your talents into that opportunity. And so I love that it's business related, but also like at different levels. But yeah, I would love to chat more on your particular business and where it's going, and faith in action, and how God has spoken to you in that. And then we'll keep chatting about exciting things in that as well.
Okay, perfect. No, it's been really cool how God has opened up doors. So for my coaching business last year, I got connected to a network called Full Strength Network, and they are a center of about 500 counselors and coaches that serve church staff and their families. And so I got on their list of preferred coaches, and they have sent me half of the clients that I have had over the past year, which has been phenomenal, because not only do I have clients that I get to serve, but it's built my momentum. And so I would encourage, if you're a coach, look for connections, look for opportunities for you to become a part of something bigger than yourself, because especially starting out, a one-woman show is pretty hard, right? Like, we all know that getting the clients on our own can be difficult, especially in the very beginning. So making connections is helpful. Social media is where I've gotten the other half of my clients, and faith in action was laid on my heart August of last year. So it's been a little over 6 months that I've been doing faith in action. And what that came about was, I saw people around me saying that they were Christians and they weren't walking it out. And I was like, this isn't matching up. Like, we need a place to encourage people to live out their faith boldly and to be held accountable to this. Like, the body is supposed to equip each other, to support one another, to hold each other up. And if we're seeing our brothers and sisters, specifically my group is for women, specifically seeing our sisters, you know, say one thing, but then live out another, we need to call them out on that. Yeah. And hold them accountable to the good works that God has prepared in advance before us. It says that in Ephesians 2:10. And then before that, in that verse, it says in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, that we are saved by grace alone, not by our works. And yes. God has prepared good works ahead of us for us to do from an overflow of the love that we have for him.
Yes.
And so just looking at that piece, what sprung on Faith in Action turned into something that the Lord gave me vision of a couple months ago, was to, now that I had an established group of my own, plant and impact, you know, multiply these groups, because more people need to hear about this. And so last month in February, Tanya was our first group leader that launched her own group. And it's been so cool to see the fruit that has come from that, and ladies really enjoying her group and giving her a sense of leadership in it, because she had been consistently, and she still comes to my group to get her own accountability. And as a group leader, she steps into a role of leading other women to put their faith in action. And it can be, we have all commitments, you know, we make weekly commitments for women to up to three around business, health, relationships, you know, whatever they feel called to that week. And then we hold them accountable by checking up the following week on how did the commitments go? You know, how did you put your faith in action last week? And we do a devo together and then make commitments for the next week. And it's just this constant sense of community and consistency being the same time every week, just for 30 minutes with this group. And so whenever you started coming to Faith in Action, I was like, man, this, I could see being a really great implementation partnership with Fueled by Faith because of how aligned I feel like we are. And so whenever I extended the partnership, what were your initial thoughts and what led you to say yes to leading a Faith in Action group yourself for Fueled by Faith?
Yeah, I love that you asked the question, because I really have been delivered from the spirit of competition. And that has been something that so many of us, I feel like it's like layered deep within us to be like, whoa, 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 we're doing the same thing and or similar things. I've got to do my thing, right? And separating. And I remember when we spoke and just hearing what you were doing, I was also simultaneously praying for a virtual way to be able to impact the women in Fueled by Faith. Yes. And we needed that because so many women want Fueled by Faith in their backyard. And we're right now currently planted in Wilmington, North Carolina, but we also have the vision to go out and plant Fueled by Faith pods everywhere. And this, to me, just was a no-brainer of partnership, of we are aligned and wanting to help women be fueled by faith. And it takes action in order to do that. And it takes accountability, and it takes community to hold you accountable, to call you forward in those moments of, I don't want to do it because I'm so comfortable. God didn't call us to be comfortable. No. He called us to go. And that means we have to move, and it's easier on us when we're locked arms with other women doing the same thing. So that was just a drive for us because it complemented the need with Fueled by Faith and what I was praying for. And so I'm excited that later on this month, and we're in 2024. So people listening later on, we're in March of 2024. And so later on this month, we're going to be hosting our first Fueled by Faith, Faith in Action group on Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. And this is free. So this is helping build Faith in Action and more leaders that could potentially want to host or be a part of Faith in Action, but also building Fueled by Faith so people can start to see the fruit of what happens when you are taking that action and doing it in community with one another.
That's so right. And I'm excited that I get to be a part of the Fueled by Faith by being a commissioner.
Yay!
So we have a pod starting in the summer, May, June timeframe. We'll be on, like, be on the lookout on social media for the exact date for the Spark event that's coming up this summer in Raleigh, launching this pod. So I'm so excited to do that because you have such a gift of pulling people together for events, like in-person events. And that's something that I don't have experience with. And so learning from you in this process, you coming down for the Spark event, hosting with me and helping to build the community here. I'm just so grateful for that. I get to learn from you and hosting in-person events because it's like totally out of my realm of genius. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so excited because I know that God is moving in Raleigh. Yeah. I know that He is moving in North Carolina. We have, by the end of the year, we'll have 5 pods opened for like across the globe that God's moving in Fueled by Faith. It's one thing for us to meet online and to be accountable. It's another thing when we get to go, we get to move together in person, right? Because that's where God gets us out in community for people to see our light shining.
That's so right. Ooh, that's good. That's
so good. Then people can be like, oh, what are those women who are having so much fun in a secular place that's going on? And it's actually the Holy Spirit working through and in you guys that then we get to be the light of the world because He's shining and overflowing through us. And so it's through the accountability and the partnership that's getting built up in Faith in Action that will then get to come in person and amplify the kingdom. And so this is just so beautiful in being in collaboration. So if you're in Raleigh, if you're in that area, we'll get you connected with Faith. Be on the lookout for our Spark event. That's going to spark up this group and get women going. And we're here to impact, play, and serve. And that's kind of our staples of what we do. But I am so pumped for this, Faith, and for you and your business and what God's calling you to do. Is there anything else that you feel led to share before we wrap up?
I just love what you were saying about partnering with people to build the kingdom, because I think about a house and there's not one person building the house. There's not one worker building the house. You drive by a house that's being built and there's guys everywhere, you know, on different, one's building the side, one's putting in a window, one's doing the roof. You know, it's just like, there's a lot of things that need to be done by multiple people in order to build this thing. And so I would love to just encourage people that are doing things on their own. Like, man, we weren't meant to do this alone. We were meant for community, being relational beings, where we can get rid of that spirit of competition, like you said. We can achieve so much more for the kingdom. And honestly, I'm so excited also to come to the Fueled by Faith annual event this September, because extending the invitation out to my Faith in Action girls will bring more people in person for a Faith in Action annual event to be at the Fueled by Faith conference. And I'm like, perfect. Like, why wouldn't we do this? So that was a no-brainer for me that I'm just really looking forward to doing. And what better place than Wilmington, North Carolina?
Like, I know.
Look, it's amazing.
Come on down. Come on over. Yeah, we're so excited, and God's shaking things up, and I'm here for it, honestly. Shake me, break me, light me, send me was our motto last year, like a glow stick. Shake me, break me, light me, send me. And so we're here for it, and I just thank you for coming and pouring into our listeners today. And we're going to drop all your information, where people can find you, where they can find the New Faith in Action group hosted by Fueled by Faith. And find more information if they want to learn more about your coaching offers and all the things. So thank you guys for listening. And Faith, thank you for being on. Just we're praying and hoping that you guys have a fantastic day and just keep shining, keep glowing that light. And we just pray that you are encouraged today. So thanks, Faith.
Thank you. So fun. Bye, guys.
Yes. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.